everyone, welcome to the third episode of The Voice of AI. I am Anuhya, your host for this podcast, and I handle business development for Crunchmetrics. Today, we're going to talk about anomaly detection and why businesses need to adopt it. Businesses are awash with data, and trying to make sense of the data is extremely important to identify potential issues or hidden opportunities in real time. There are many analytics tools out there that are helping businesses visualize data, identify trends and patterns to take actions. But there is still a gap that most of the tools are unable to fill in. Hence, we are going to discuss an AIML-based anomaly detection approach and why it is the need of the hour for all digital businesses. We have with us Kitish Sahu, Product Manager at Crunchmetrics, to throw some light on anomaly detection. Welcome to the podcast, Kitish.
Hey, Anuhya. Thanks for having me.
The pleasure is all ours, Kitish. So without further ado, let's just jump into how Crunchmetrics can add value and what anomaly detection is all about.
Sure.
So right now, Kitish, what are the typical challenges that businesses face with monitoring their KPIs?
Sure. So as you rightly said, right? So businesses are averse with the data and they are always, you know, trying to make sense of the data. So the data which the businesses have, right? So they are collecting the data basically to monitor how their business is performing. So for that, they're having different KPIs to, you know, measure the performance of the business. So it can be team based, it can be from the business units, or they can have, you know, few KPIs which are aggregated at the company level. Okay, but what we are seeing currently is many high velocity online business systems today, they have reached a point of such complexity that it is impossible for the humans to pay attention to everything that is happening within the system. Okay, so that the cause is again the same, the data flooding. There are simply too many metrics and too many data points for the humans to sit and make sense of it. So the challenges are the major challenges which we are facing are the volume of metrics. So easily it comes around thousands and millions of metrics, and the second thing is even if we monitor the metrics, how do we make sense of it? If a few of the metrics are related, so which metric is causing all the other metrics to if there is any issues, so which metric is actually causing the issue? So difficult to correlate and find out, point out which are the key metrics which are leading to an incident. Then interpretation bias, because we are dealing with different teams, right? So it is not possible for a single team or a single team to understand the metrics of the whole organization. They have their own understanding, interpretation and bias. So that is again, even if we have the data at a common place, it is we have some interpretation bias. So if we had particular team, it is difficult to handle that. And then finally, even if we have all the information at hand, which we have a systematic collection of the data and we kind of use systems to remove the bias, then also the challenge is to find out the real-time alerts. So if something is happening, knowing that upfront, or before any incident happens, knowing that earlier also. So that is a challenge, since we are dealing with such volume and all, so it is a challenge. So yeah, these are the challenges with the monitoring KPIs.
Right. So with all of these challenges, how do companies monitor their KPIs now?
Okay, so the traditional, I might say, because whatever we are using currently, the traditional solution is the data collection. So once it is done, so we are using a business intelligence tool to kind of create a dashboard which is periodically generated. Mostly it is a daily, weekly or monthly, and then from the dashboard we try to make sense of the data. But dashboard has the challenge, like the data are aggregated to a certain level, so if some minor incident might happen, there is a huge chance that it is missed. The second approach is the report based. So there are analysts who you know kind of look at the data. They try to make sense of the data and then find out what are the causes and what are the recommendations kind of thing. So they kind of generate a report. So again, because it is a report and it takes time, human effort to generate those and understand, understanding also is based on human. So it is not real time and it is a retrospective approach. So once something happens, so we then go around and do things. And then third one is, you know, the diagnostic approach. So only when something happens, so somebody, you know, pointed out or something, so then we start, you know, the investigating, you know, things. And the problem with this approach is we monitor everything, but we don't take action until something, you know, bad has happened. So if something has happened, then it takes too much time and it is sometimes overwhelming for the teams when there are multiple incidents which are happening at the same time, or the incidents happen outside the business hours. So it is hard to, you know, deal with the business in this particular approach. So every, you know, kind of traditional approach has some cons, as I mentioned, but these are the ways we are currently using.
Right. So so if I have to summarize what you've said, so businesses right now are monitoring in a very retrospective or a diagnostic fashion, right, with the help of whatever tools that they're using. Right, got it. So what exactly is anomaly detection? And there's a first part of my question, and how is it different from the traditional approach, right, from what companies are doing now?
Sure. So, you know, the anomaly detection, it is nothing but, you know, finding out what is abnormal or anomaly in your, you know, metrics. So for this, so what happens is we have to find out what is the normal, and we have to find out all those points which are not behaving in a normal way. Okay. So in a simple scenario, you know, normally what we see also, we can easily find out anomalies. So for example, in any company, e-commerce company, we have a promotional activity which is, you know, planned. And so what happens is, because it is a promotion for a single day, we might say that, okay, from the regular days, whatever sales we are getting, this particular promotional day will have a spike. And it is expected, but this is an anomaly which we see in a system. It is not the regular behavior of the system. So to find out such, you know, incidents, this is a known event, so it is, you know, it is okay for the business to have. It is expected, but there are many a times these kind of events happen, which are not expected by the, you know, business, and these are the causes of, you know, business leakages, which, you know, or missed opportunities which go unnoticed, and while we notice it, you know, we might have incurred a huge loss. So it can happen, like, you know, coupon misuse has happened. So it was not intended, but it happened. So we can see that the coupon usage, there was a surge, and because of that it happened. So autonomously capturing these kind of incidents which are abnormal for the system and it should not happen, and capturing these is the anomaly detection approach which we are talking about in the metrics. So if we are monitoring the metrics, if we capture these special, you know, events where you know, it is not expected for the business to have such behavior, and point it out to them, so we not only, you know, say you know, kind of give early warning systems to the business, but also, you know, opportunities also, so which they can, you know, act upon. Okay. And how it is you know, coming to the second question, how it is different from the traditional approach. So in the traditional approach, there is no intelligence in the metrics, right, and it is not real time. Okay, so here in the anomaly detection approach, what we are saying is the detection of the anomalies or the abnormal behavior, it will not be based on any human, you know, based, not any human, you know, kind of knowledge kind of thing, or, you know, the business rules kind of thing. So it is not rule based at all. So it is autonomously generated, the anomalies, by leveraging, you know, the machine learning or artificial intelligence algorithms. And once the anomalies are, you know, detected in real time, it is alerted to the users. So it kind of has you know, 5 steps to it. So first is the metric collection, so which is common in the traditional approach as well. So we have to, before we act upon any metric, we have to collect the metrics. Then in that you know, anomaly detection approach, we have to understand. So this is the major step actually, to understanding the normal behavior of the metrics. So how does it behave, you know, historically, how has been the behavior of this particular metric. Then the next step comes, you know, since we understand now the normal behavior, what is the abnormal behavior? Okay, so if we have any, you know, labeled data already, then these are the incidents which have happened in the you know, past that led to, you know, anomalies and all. So that helps, but it is not, you know, the necessary also. So without that also, we can, you know, detect anomalies. And then we have we do the behavioral topology learning, and then there is a feedback based learning. So feedback basically tells us, you know, if we have any false alert or the anomalies which are detected, if it is not making sense for the business or it is expected, as I explained earlier, then we can give that as a feedback for the next event when it occurs. If it has a match kind of thing, then it improves upon, the anomaly keeps on, you know, improving, because we are leveraging machine learning. That is a crucial step, and that feedback is incorporated. So yeah, this is how anomaly detection is, you know, different from the traditional approach.
Right, got it. So how exactly do you build an anomaly detection you know, a system, right? What are the typical factors to consider in while you're modeling in you know, AD system?
Yeah, okay. Actually, building anomaly detection monitoring system is complex. So first of all, you know, just to state the factors, so one would be, you know, the timeliness. So how quickly, you know, the determination made be should be made whether something is an anomaly or not. So for the businesses where, you know, the time is of essence, so in you know, the fintech companies where the payments are happening in, you know, in within a minute the whole transaction has to happen, right? So in those cases we need the, you know, anomaly to be generated super fast, but in some other cases it can be slow also. But timeliness is a factor to consider. Second is the scale. How many metrics would I be, you know, processing, and what is the volume of data in each metric? So that, you know, helps me to, you know, kind of gives me idea from the scale of how to react to the, you know, the different businesses. So this would again change with businesses. And then what is the rate of change? So how quickly, you know, the data pattern changes. So as I, you know, mentioned, we have to understand the normal behavior. So if it is frequently changing the normal behavior, then we have to, you know, model that differently. But if it is, you know, pretty stable, you know, each hour, you know, I have a fixed consumption of something, then there is no change, then it becomes easier. Okay, so normally but business, that would be, you know, lots of changes. So there would be periodicity in terms of daytime transactions and nighttime transactions. There would be periodicity in terms of, you know, or seasonality, I might say, you know, which happens during the winter or summer. So those kind of things are expected. So the rate of change is one thing to, you know, consider. Then is conciseness. So how, whether all the metrics should be considered holistically, or I have to look at the metrics, you know, individually. And the definition of the incident. So how well the anomaly incidents are, you know, already defined. So if something has already been defined historically, so what is the definition, and with my anomaly detection, whatever I am detecting, so is that in alignment with the definition? So these are the 5 things to consider while, you know, building up a model. Okay.
Makes sense, Kitish. So basically, what we're saying is that a robust anomaly detection system should consider timeliness, scale, conciseness of data, rate of change, and any kind of you know, defining of you know, existing incidents, so that you get a robust platform in place. Correct.
Correct.
Right. So now that we know what anomaly detection is and how an robust system looks like, what are the typical benefits for a business, right, that you can get out of using an anomaly detection system?
Yeah, so after doing all those things, right, after considering all those factors, we definitely would need, a real benefits, out of the system. So the key benefits which immediately if somebody uses an anomaly detection tool gets is, the first of all is real-time, alerts. So if something is happening, you can, the anomalies are detected in real-time or near real-time, I might say. Okay, so that you can take actions and you prevent any incident that might happen. Okay, so it kind of gives you early warning alerts before the incident even happens. The next thing is the approach. Your whole approach changes. So earlier we described that the traditional approach is a reactive approach. If something happens, we have to react to it. But this approach, if you are using anomaly detection, the approach changes to a proactive approach. So you take actions before the incident is happening. So you kind of save the effort or the time which you might spend with a real incident. If that incident you are preventing to happen, that is a huge saving in terms of business. Okay, and then correlation, auto correlation, I might say. If some metric is affected, what are the other metrics which are also affected in a similar way? Or if some metric is affected, which is the metric causing the issue? So auto correlation helps to give us an idea about these. And the final thing is, it is the self-learning. So if you are having that in the traditional approach, as I mentioned, right, so you need analysts, you need people who are using the tool, and you need they need to with every incident which is happening, right, so they need to improve upon the knowledge, and then so that they can have more information on the incidents, and then they can take action on the incidents, kind of thing. And here we have automated system, so it uses self-learning to reduce the false positive, false alarm, kind of thing. So these are the major outcomes or the benefits out of anomaly detection too.
Sure. So Kitesh, what are actually the challenges when you have to model a solution, right, using data science? Because anomaly detection sounds really complicated now that we're discussing in depth. So what are the typical challenges to model a solution, and how did Crunch Metrics overcome those challenges?
So definitely I agree with you that as much difficult it is sounding, it is much more difficult than that. The major challenges to model a solution using data science, so we have to leverage machine learning and artificial intelligence for this. But the major challenge would be the sheer volume of metrics as well as the data patterns that can evolve and interact. So it makes the modeling very, very challenging to understand what are the data models to apply. Okay, so there are numerous algorithm design principles that must be considered, and if any of them are overlooked or misjudged, then the system would be overwhelmed with the false positive or the failure to detect the important incidents that are happening. So then we lose the whole purpose, actually. So our target is to detect those anomalies. If something we are misjudging or we are overlooking, then the total sense is lost. And imagine that if you're we are considering the change in business landscape as well, right? So we need to catch up with the change in the business as well. Okay, so we cannot take one incident as our learning and model the whole solution out of it. We have to be ready for all those unseen scenarios that might happen as well. Okay, so Crunch Metrics considers all the above factors which we discussed earlier, and also the challenges with the goal to overcome these challenges which I mentioned for all the business verticals.
Interesting, Kitesh, as you mentioned, business verticals, now that we have a fair understanding of what anomaly detection is and what exactly or how it is able to add value, it will also be great if you can throw some light on what are the typical use cases you know, that it can add value to. Let's pick e-commerce as the first industry, and maybe if you can discuss a couple of use cases where it makes a lot of business sense to use anomaly detection in, that will be great.
Sure. Yeah, so we have you know, many of our clients which are who are e-commerce domain. So the majority of the use cases what I can think of, one is a very interesting one, you know, if we are monitoring the payment failures, right? So e-commerce, the whole you know, premise is the business is open, you know, 24/7. The customers come in and they can transact at any point in the day. So since the whole process of, you know, buying is automated, so the, you know, selection of the products and also the payment where the transaction happens actually. So this is crucial for the e-commerce. So if we are monitoring the payment failures, or you can say, you know, the success rate of a particular payment mode, then you know, once there is any spike or dip, so we can immediately alert, you know, the company, so they can either suggest, you know, different alternate payment methods for the customers to, you know, use, so that it reduces the, you know, whole frustration from the customer, and it gives a better user experience to the customer, right? So that is one good use case. Then also we have, you know, other use cases where anomaly detection is used are around monitoring returns, cart abandonment, you know, monitoring the cash burn while doing the promotional activities, monitoring the traffic if it is, you know, coming from a dubious source where it might have a chance of you know, DDoS attacks. We can monitor promotions as well, how effective are our promotions. We can monitor, you know, SLA breaches. So since we are working with different teams, right? Once the order is placed, there are different teams which are helping to fulfill that order, right? So we should have SLAs within the teams. So we can monitor the SLA breaches. So if any breaches are happening, so we might have to look at, you know, checking the SLA conditions, or choosing a different vendor kind of thing. And zero sales is basically, you know, if we are having millions of listings, right? So what if, you know, there are many products which are absolutely having zero sales for a month or a longer duration kind of thing. So we might, you know, we should monitor those you know, items and avoid, you know, zero sales. We have to take action, corrective actions, maybe changing the listing, changing or asking the vendors to look into the product or some kind of things, not to have zero sales. So these are, you know, top of the mind recall of few use cases which are being used.
Sure. Like in e-commerce, are there any typical use cases in the fintech industry that you would like to discuss, Kitish?
Yeah, sure. So in fintech, actually, the challenge is again the time, as I mentioned earlier. So, you know, time is of essence. So, and fintech, we have very minimal time of doing the whole transaction thing, right? So once customer has selected everything and all, and they're just coming, you know, to make the transaction. So transaction monitoring is a, you know, an important use case. So where you monitor all the successful transaction, it is fine. But monitoring unsuccessful transaction, finding the cause for it is very, very crucial. So you can do that with, you know, anomaly detection tool. And there are a few other use cases around, you know, the payment success again, revenue monitoring, infrastructure monitoring, costs and margin monitoring, customer experience monitoring, basically how much time you know, different so the customer is taking for the whole transaction. So we can improve upon that. So if there is any delay in a particular step, then it leads to a, you know, frustration for the customer. So if we monitor that, we can improve upon that. Similarly, you know, SLA breaches again, cash monitoring. So these are, you know, the top use cases which I can think of for the fintech industry.
And one interesting point you had mentioned is infrastructure monitoring. So every industry, right, every digital business is typically obviously has a you know, infrastructure operations as the backbone. So can you at a high level maybe discuss a couple of use cases in IT operations as well, which is, I'm assuming, for all industries or all digital businesses will be a key factor, right?
Sure, yeah. So infrastructure monitoring, since we are talking about digital businesses, right, the digital nature of the business actually leads to maintaining an infrastructure. So every digital business will have their infrastructure. So monitoring that is also very crucial. So it is common for all the businesses. So infrastructure, when I mean, you can monitor all your, servers which you are using. You can monitor different, the usage of the server kind of thing. And how it is, you can correlate with different metrics, right? So customer metrics or network metrics along with the infra metrics, how are we doing and all. So one has a direct correlation with this. So monitoring this, and if, for example, the traffic is increasing on my site, it is natural that, the load on my servers will increase. So monitoring that and taking preventive actions is crucial for all the businesses. So yeah, that is actually common for all the businesses, and it is a very crucial use case actually for anomaly detection as well.
I hope by now our audience have got a fair understanding of what anomaly detection is and a couple of use cases in different industries, right? So to summarize, it will be really helpful, Kitish, if you can throw some light on why anomaly detection is basically the need of the hour for all digital businesses.
Sure. So as I mentioned, since it is the nature of the business, right? So it is digital, that means it is open for all the customers, so they can reach us through the website, and the whole transaction happens digitally. Okay. So since it is, we don't have control over that. So we need to be, proactive enough to, provide that experience for all the customers at any point of time if they're reaching us, right? So in that pursuit, anomaly detection helps, all the digital businesses to save effort and also save time. So effort in terms of, monitoring or, reporting or identifying detection of anomalies, and saving time in terms of, finding out the root causes or the related metrics kind of thing, and then resolution time. So both effort and time saving are, the direct benefits after using anomaly detection. And a few of the numbers which are supporting these figures are, in terms of e-commerce, right? So we have seen our customers after using anomaly detection, they have an improvement in the click-through rate, in the conversion rate, in incident detection, up to three times more or four times more, effectively they are doing it. So this is the improvement, direct improvement which they're getting only by using anomaly detection and changing the approach, how they're looking at the incidents kind of thing. So early warning system definitely helps businesses to be ready for any incident that can happen. And also in the OTT scenario, right? So we are seeing, the impacts like reduction in the application downtime, since we are getting early warning systems. So we are not waiting for the incident to happen. So the application downtime reduces drastically. So up to, 80% we have seen application downtime reduction. And similarly, improvement in the conversion rate, since people are not facing any issues and they are directly getting, the streaming and all are fine. So people are having a good, experience with the product itself. And there is similarly, reduction in the churn rate. So since people are enjoying more, so they are sticking to the solution. So these are, some of the numbers which support in our favor, actually. Hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does, Kitish. So interestingly, we were discussing about e-commerce and fintech, but you had brought about OTT platforms. So looks like anomaly detection is an approach that is that can add value to all industries and is truly, industry agnostic. That's really interesting to know, Kitish.
Yeah, so that's the goal, actually.
Understand. So, thanks a lot, Kitesh, for being part of this podcast. And to all of our audience out there, we will be doing a series of podcasts, a weekly podcast, focusing on industry-specific use cases and how anomaly detection can help and benefit each of these industries. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back again next week with an interesting use cases in an exciting industry.